came to mind just to encourage your hearts for what we're about to do here tonight and what happened over this last year. Hundreds and hundreds of one-on-one prayer meetings, dozens and dozens of house church prayer meetings, multiple Zoom, remember Zoom, everybody? Zoom prayer meetings through March and April, dozens and dozens of equip meetings like this where we're worshiping and praying together and listening to the word, partnership with Wichita. In the fall, we began our first Saturday extended worship and prayer nights, just like this night here. We just consecrated this first Saturday of the month to the Lord. We prayed together here with my Aunt Jan. We prayed. We sat in silence and prayed for an orphanage in Haiti. We prayed in that back kitchen when there were just a few of us here during some COVID times, just a handful. We just sat back there and prayed for John 17, unity of believers. We prayed down on the Beale farm this fall for the fear of the Lord and how he reveals his secrets to his servants. And so much prayer. And I'm just so thankful to you and to you all in the camera that participated and helped filled up the bowls. And sometimes it seems like such a weak deal, right? It's not like we're big and bad in El Dorado. We just do our small part. But I was just so thankful for the cooperation of the saints and for all the faithful prayer warriors, that rock pile type prayer that doesn't feel like maybe you got a lot done in the moment, but I promise you it does. And I promise you what we're going to do tonight is going to accomplish much. We had our first El Dorado Equip meeting here in this building on June 13th this year. We preached about the kingdom of God. I found out Sam McVeigh, father in the faith, apostolic leader for us all, preached here in like 1990 when he was just a young snot. And his first sermon in this building was the kingdom of God. He told me that after. It's kind of a cool connection there. So just prophetically, the pews led us from the Nazarene building where we were, and they came here to this place. And the Lord just kind of put the story together for us. June 20th, Sam's first and only visit here, he came and kind of outlined the year for us, and he said, my house will be called a house of prayer. And the Lord is restoring that identity for the body of Christ. It was a significant moment. We had a citywide prayer meeting in June at First Baptist Church. August 8th, Matt Penner visited here in the middle of COVID and said, persevere, church in El Dorado, don't give up praying. We've got a mandate for oil in this town. In September, I had Lydia stand up here and she gave a word for the body about a dam that was bulging out in the middle and it's just about to burst. And we're praying and we're praying and we're praying. I'm believing there's going to be an outbreak here. We had that midnight prayer call in September. We went all the way to midnight just praying for oil to be released here in our city. In October, we had another citywide prayer meeting at First Baptist. We prayed for sending the rain, sending the light, sending the fire. We talked about the Hebrides Island revival here. In December, beginning of this last month, we stood up here and prayed for unlocking of the wells. And we prayed the Lord's Prayer. Just a few highlights from this last year. So much more than that happened, but I'm so grateful to you guys for participating in that. Looking ahead, 2021. What was on my heart to share tonight was that we would continue building on the foundation that's been laid in 2020. We'll continue with overcoming victorious prayer. And so tonight we're going to start off praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Praying these eight words there, the position, our Father, hallowed be your name, praise. We're praying for power for his kingdom to come and his will to be done. We're praying for provision for our daily bread, for penitence, for forgiving us our debts, for purity, leading us not into temptation, for protection, delivering us from the evil one, and then for proclamation. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. All the prayers in the Bible fit into the Lord's Prayer. All the Psalms fit into that. And so I believe the Lord is stoking the Lord's Prayer in Wichita area and beyond, and especially here in El Dorado. We're learning by prayer to overcome the evil one. We're learning by prayer. The Lord could do everything he wants to do with a whisper, with a wave of his hand, but the Lord has chosen for us to learn through this humble, weak thing called prayer to exercise our keys to the kingdom. And so that's what we want to do more of this next year. There's great days ahead for us. Thank you guys again. So Lord, we thank you for this night. We bless your name tonight, Lord. We pray, Father, that you would anoint these hours, this time here of praying, Lord. We're asking, God, that you would lift up your great name here, God. Teach us to exercise the keys of the kingdom. I pray for endurance in prayer tonight, Lord. Pray for encouragement in prayer tonight, God. So we thank you, Father, for your great love for us. We thank you for what you're about to do, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.